continuing with the next paragraph in the Amida, paragraph entitled Kabbalah's Tefillah, acceptance of prayer, the paragraph of Shema Kaleinu. We begin with the words of the Tur, which is also the Kolbo, which brings down the Gemara and Megillah. Significance of why this is the paragraph that immediately follows Esamach David, the Davidic reign, says the Tur, V'teknuha achar smichas David, it's mentioned after the flourishing of the reign of David, HaMelech, or Malchus, Shikivan Sheba David, once David comes, Batfil, comes davening immediately afterwards. Dechsiv, as it says in the famous pasuk in Yeshaya, which we recite by Slichos, Rabbi Osim El Harkodshi, V'semachtim, B'veis Tefilos. So we see this juxtaposition in this pasuk itself. The pasuk begins, the beginning of the verse, that once we go into Har Kodshi, once we go into this, the holy mountain, which is the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, and having a melech that will reign over us, then the Semachtim Beis Tefilosi, then Hashem will rejoice over our davening, Beis Tefilosi. And of course one could wonder, we daven even with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash now, so what is it that this pasuk is saying, that B'semachtim B'beis Tefilasi is only after the Davidic reign, after we built the Beis HaMikdash? So obviously it means that as great of a level that we can achieve in our tefillah in Golos, it's not even possible to compare it to the what we're able to accomplish and achieve in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. At that level, certainly B'semachtim B'beis Tefilasi, our tefillahs will be more readily answered. We look at the end of this paragraph. Paragraph concludes, Ki atah shomea tefilas amcha Yisrael b'rachamim. For you hear the prayer of your people Israel with compassion. It's brought down by the Rebbe Yochar. He says, what's the significance of rachamim, that Hashem listens to our tefilos with compassion? It's based on the Medrash Tehillim that says, Sheish lehem schus ani osa lehem kafis azuchusam. That we say, if in fact I have a merit, that Hashem should be able to listen to my tefillos, let it be based on my own good deeds, based on my own merit. Ve'im ein lehem schus, but if I do not have a merit within myself, ve'im boyim v'mispan lefonai, ani osa lehem b'chinam v'zeh b'rachmim. At least answer my tefillos with compassion, even though I may not necessarily be deserving of it. In fact, it's brought down in the art scroll at the bottom, discusses the difference between tefillos and v'sachanunin, which translate as prayers versus supplications. It's brought down that the idea of tefillah is a prayer and being able to be answered based on my own merits. Tachanunim is based on the idea of matnas chinam. It comes from the word that it's for nothing, it's chinam, it's free, which is like a handout. The reason why Hashem will sometimes answer our tefillos is not necessarily based on our own merits, but rather based on matnas chinam, that's the word tachanunim. Our supplications are praying to Hashem that He should answer us berachamim, not necessarily because we deserve it, but because of your tremendous level of compassion toward us. Now the Vilna Gaon explains in his Siddur HaGra that there's a difference, if we look at the second word of this paragraph, Shema Koleinu, there's a difference between the idea of a kol, or kolenu, and dibor. Now it's translated here as kol is a voice. Shema kolenu, hear our voice. Now the Vilna Gaon explains that dibor is when a person is able to speak in a very clear manner. They're articulate, they're able to really explain exactly what they're feeling really great, very well in words. A kol could be, as it's translated over here, as a voice, but also as a sound, right? A noise that's being made. Which really means, as the Vilna Gaon explains, a kol represents perhaps an incoherent sound, something which doesn't even make sense. Exactly. It's brought just similar to the idea of the kol shofar, which is not necessarily words, but it's a sound, something which comes from within. Which means that even though it's not something which is understood, they're just words, almost like babbling and rambling on, that's considered, as the Vilna Gaon, as a form of kol. Now, interesting, as in Rosh Hashanah, which we blow the shofar, it's kol shofar, the sound, Also, on the first day, we have an interesting Torah reading. And in that Torah reading, discusses the exile of Yishmael, that Yishmael is expelled from the house of Abraham. And Abraham was so disturbed that he was being asked to send away his own flesh and blood, his own son, as well as Hagar. And the pasuk says, "V'yirmel kim el Abraham al yira beinecha al hanar v'al masach." You shouldn't be distressed over expelling them, having them leave. And it says, "Kol asher tomar elecha Sara shema b'kola." Whatever she said, your wife, listen to her call, listen to her voice. Says the Vilna Gaon, the significance of a call over there means that Abraham didn't understand it. It made no sense. Why would you want me to get rid of my own son, my own flesh and blood? Hashem is saying that even though it's like a call, something which is incoherent, something which you don't understand, it makes sense to you, do it anyway. Similarly, in that same Torah reading on Rosh Hashanah, it's interesting, the word kol pops up again in that Torah reading. Specifically when Yishmael is dying of thirst, and Hashem listens to his tefillah, v'tis says kola v'teich. That it says that when Hagar saw her son dying, Hagar raised her voice, her kol, and cried bitterly. Which we see, again, this idea of what a kol is. It's not necessarily clear words, but it's some type of an outcry, something from within. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, that's the significance of what we're doing in Shema Kaleinu. Even though a person may not necessarily know the proper way to articulate oneself, Shema Kaleinu, we're asking Hashem to listen to the inner cries, the inner noise which comes from within, that even though I don't necessarily understand my needs, you, Hashem, know me better than I know myself. And that's the reason why, some explain, this is the last bracha of requests. Because all the other brachas are very specific. God, I need health. God, I need a certain amount of money. I want certain things. These are the things I specifically want. That's what each paragraph says. And then the very end is a very generic bracha of just listen and accept and help us out. Answer us. Shema Kaleinu. And they explain that the significance of this is that even when I ask for money because I want to be a billionaire, the reality is that might not really be what's best for me. And therefore, the very end of our requests is Shomea Tefillah. That we're asking Hashem that even though I don't necessarily understand what I want, I think I do, but you really know what's best for me. And therefore, generically speaking, I want you to be able to assist me, even though I don't really know how to articulate my words. It's brought down by the Bardichev Rebbe. It's brought down that some of the people were very offended the way that people were davening around him. And they said that they were davening very fast. It sounded like they were just mumbling the words. And they said, what is this? How come they're not davening properly? No one can understand a single word that comes out of their mouth. So he said, I'll answer you in the following way. Take a 2-year-old child or an infant, a toddler, and you'll hear that child babbling, but no one has any idea what they're saying. However, you take that same child and you stand that child next to their father, next to their mother, that father and mother will instinctively understand what that child wants. Perhaps the child doesn't even understand what he's saying. However, the father and the mother understand. So says the Bardichev Rebbe, so too, our Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, our Father, even though when we speak, we may not understand what we're saying, but Hashem understands our outcries, Hashem knows our needs. And the Gron conclusion further explains that this is the power of certain mitzvos which are called a chok, mitzvos which we do not understand, for example, Parduma. Why is it that if you get sprinkled by some red heifer, all of a sudden you're pure? So what's the significance of this? The idea of fulfilling even a chok is as such, that if we listen to Hashem's mitzvos, Hashem's words, even though they make no logical sense to us, then Hashem in turn will listen to our tefillos, even if our words do not make any sense to Him. Hashem will still be Shema Kaleinu, that all of our tefillos, imitz Hashem, will be answered.